Saulo, I wanted to get your thoughts on Charlie Brewer. He didn't miss a single pass attempt today, and he looked really good out there. And you've obviously played with him throughout all of spring. Just your thoughts on his play throughout spring.
His play has been consistent, especially throughout practice. We've been turning up in practice in relationship and with the receivers and the quarterback group, but he's really stood out the most. He's just a consistent guy. He's advertised when we got him. It's just that's what we got. He's a dog. He's a great captain, great leader. He's going to spread the ball when he can. He's a playmaker. He's going to go in there and be like, hey, get open. I'm going to get you the ball. So, that just building that relationship, I think it's a great fit for him to be here. And, I'm excited for the future.
Solomon, with your experience in the program, what has been different about this spring for you? What have you learned personally going through spring ball?
Going through spring ball this year, I really tapped into the playbook a lot more. I take pride in being a student of the game. So instead of just learning my position, I kind of spread out and learn everyone's. Just I could be more versatile, amongst the group. So I've been diving in the playbook a lot more. Not saying I haven't already, but learning it detail wise. Just trying to be a guy that can pretty much play anywhere. They can put me anywhere and be successful at it. So just kind of hunkering down, locking in, and focusing on those details, and just being a guy that the team can rely on, no matter if I'm on the sideline or if I'm in the slot or the outside, I'm blocking the whole time. I'm just trying to prepare myself to be the best teammate I can be.
Coming into spring, we knew you guys didn't have Samson and Brian anymore, but we knew that we had you and Covey. But Devon Vele made some really good plays today. Has that been something that has been throughout all of spring? And is he a guy who you think could step in to fill the void of those two to left?
Devon Vele has been our secret weapon for a minute now. It sucks seeing Brian and Samson moving on, but, you support them guys at the end of the day. They got to do what they got to do, and, we're brothers, so we love each other for that. But, Bailey's been ready. He's been consistent. He's been reliable. People can rely upon him a lot. I'm excited. I'm excited for this tandem that we got going on, this duo that we got going. But I think anyone in the room can get the job done. I know Covey and I kind of the front runners. JD came back with some experience. An experience aspect, but I think Bailey's ready to go and he's fully capable.
Now, how was it just being in the stadium, having fans there, hearing noise and things like that? What was that experience like for you today?
Man, I missed it. Just seeing people in the crowd, just hearing noise. During COVID, they had the speakers playing like the little surround noise and all that, but it wasn't the real feel. But today, it's kind of a sigh of relief that there's hope. It's promising that we can have fans in the fall, but hopefully everyone continues to wear their mask, gets vaccinated, take care of their part so we can see more fans and we can really fill up the stadium, especially with the extension. I mean, you guys seen the extension today and, it's amazing. And I can't wait for it to be rocking. And I think, September 2nd, September 3rd against Weber State. We got a lot of work to get done before we get there, but I can't wait to see all the fans in Rice-Eccles Stadium.